6. We recently started our young families class. We've been meeting with them on Sunday mornings for Sunday school. We started this lesson last week, and I just feel like it'd do well to have everybody kind of hang in here this morning. I think it'd be a help to all of us, and praying that the Lord would do something for us this morning. Matthew 7, Luke chapter number 6. While you're finding your place, let me make mention of this. I hadn't said much about it, but Brother Mike Sutherland's been working on our website, church website, and you can go to calvarybaptisttabernacle.com, and he's been doing some good work on there. And actually, one of the main parts he's been focusing in on is getting sermons and some of the Sunday school lessons uploaded, and you can go on there and re-listen to some of them and get mad all over again, all right? And just every day you can listen to it and get ticked off all over again, or a blessing, either one. And I encourage you to do that. Maybe there's somebody been inviting to church, and some people, man, they nervous about coming because they don't know what to expect. You can send them to the website, and maybe that answers some of their questions or something. We kind of live in that internet highway generation, and a lot of people, they don't pick up the yellow pages anymore to find a church. A lot of folk, my generation, we get on Google and Google it, and we don't flip through the yellow pages. But invite somebody to check that out, and maybe it'll get them come on and visit with us. All right? Matthew 7, you can remain seated. I want to read, Matthew's account of this on the Sermon on the Mount, and then we'll read it again as Luke give it. The Bible said in verse 24, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell." And notice what the Lord said, "And great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes." Luke chapter 6, look with me in verse 46 down through the end of the chapter. This is the same account, same story, and Luke gives it this way. He said, "And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my saying and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built an house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood came, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built an house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great." A setting for these passages we've read to you this morning are centered around the Mount of Olives as Christ delivers what has become known as the Sermon on the Mount. If you read Matthew's account of it, it actually begins in Matthew chapter number 5 and covers Matthew 5, 6, and ends in the verses we've read this morning in chapter number 7. Now, the context of these verses is Christ dealing with the evidence of salvation in the lives of individuals. Now, he just spent 3 chapters delivering a sermon and challenging them people to adhere to the truth of the Word of God as he's delivered it and gave it. And it comes down to the end. This is his conclusion, if you will. And he says, "Brother Dean, a wise man is somebody that hears what I've said and begins to build his life upon the foundation of truth that is given in this Sermon on the Mount. But a foolish man hears it and ignores it. And Jesus said the man that hears it and listens and obeys it and builds his life upon these truths is a man that's not going to be shaken when the storms of life come. But a man, woman, boy, girl, or family that hears it and disregards it and disobeys it and goes on and does their own thing, this is going to be a foolish person and is not going to make it in the end. And so we would challenge everybody this morning to understand that it is important, the truths that are found in the Sermon on the Mount. They'll change your life. It'll save your soul. And if you'll live your life simply by Matthew 5, 6, and 7, once you're saved, you will live a life that will not see failure, but will see success to the glory of God. And the attempt to be made in our lesson this morning, we began this last week in our class in the back, is to enlarge upon the context. The context is this: listen to what Jesus said, and you'll make it through the storms of life. It's dealing with individuals. It's dealing with your life and my life and listening and applying that which the Lord has taught us in this sermon. We're enlarging on this context of this passage by taking the principles in the verses we've read this morning and drawing a parallel between the building of these houses to the building of our marriages or our families and building them to become storm-proof. The difference in these two men and the houses they built and the lives that they live is that they become storm-proof. The wise man that hears Christ, obeys Christ, lives his life by what the Lord teaches is an individual that, my friend, Jesus said, listen to what he said. He said, the rain descended, verse 25, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not. That's where we want to get in our marriages, in our families. We want to get where our families live a life that no matter what storms come our way, that we can stand, that we can make it. But notice what the Bible said about the foolish man. He disregards the Lord. He disregards truth. He does his own thing. The Bible said, verse 27, and the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell. Do you notice the difference? One is storm-proof. It's going to go through the storm, but the storm will not bring it down. And the other goes through the same storm, the same difficulty, the same winds, the same floods, the same rain, and it falls. It experiences failure in the storm. And so we're teaching on this thought of you can make it through the storm. Amen. The storms of life are going to come. In fact, when we study this passage of Scripture, there are several things about storms as it relates to our marriages or to our families, to our homes this morning. Number one, understand storms are destined. And I know some of y'all that was in the class last week, and this should be refreshment, but just let me give it for those who didn't hear it. Storms are destined. Otis, verse 25 again, the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house. Verse 27, and the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house. It's as if the Lord is teaching you and I in this passage of Scripture that storms are destined. I simply mean they're certain. They're going to come. Guess what? You're going to go through the storms. You can't stop it. Last week or week before last, that hurricane was coming up the East Coast. I don't care how bad they didn't want it to come. It was going to come. It was destined. It was certain. It was going to happen. And you can mark it down in your family, in your life, in your marriage. You are going to face storms. There's going to be difficulties. There's going to be hardships. And I said last week, whether they're your own making or making from external matters, whether they come from hell or heaven, you're going to go through storms and you're going to face things. Storms are destined, but storms are diverse. Notice the verses we've read, verse 25 and 27, read the same way. And the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house. As storms are diverse, Jesus said that they faced things from above, that is the rain that came down. And then he said that the floods arose. Is that what he said? The rain descended, the floods came. And so we got things coming down from above. We got things coming up from below. And he said, Brother Will, that the winds blew. That is from all sides. And can I say that's how it is in life? And that's how it's going to be for your family. Sometimes you're going to think, man, we're being attacked from every side. And you might as well understand it. About the time you think, man, I got the rain under control, amen, you find the floods are coming. By the time you got the rain and the floods under control, the wind's blowing. And Jesus said that it was all designed to beat upon that house. Amen. Storms are diverse. There's been things that my wife and I and our family have gone through. And to be honest with you, I'd say this morning we got that nailed down. And it's about that time you think, man, we're going to make it and we're going to live happily ever after. And then you wake up the next morning to a new storm, to a new difficulty, to a new hardship. And can I say that's the way that life is? You're not in it by yourself. You're not the only one going through things. Amen. Storms are diverse. About the time you think you got one thing handled, amen, get ready. Something else is getting ready to come from a totally different direction. I think the rain, the floods, and the wind speaks of the diversity of storms in life and in marriage and in our homes. Financial. You ever had any financial storms? Amen. Well, y'all pray for the rest of us, okay? Financial storms, spiritual storms, emotional storms. There's physical storms. There's, amen, these man, you just feel like nothing's going right. And what is it? That's the diversity of things that you and I face. Storms are destined. Storms are diverse. But notice what Jesus said. I think he's teaching storms are dangerous. Storms are dangerous. The Bible said that after he talked about the rain and the floods and the winds, he said that they beat upon that house. If you will, look back to Luke's account. Look back to Luke's account. The Bible said in Luke chapter number 6, and Jesus said in verse 48, "It's like a man which built an house, dig deep, laid the foundation on the rock, and when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house," and said the same thing about the foolish man. Storms are dangerous. You think about storms, not all storms are life-threatening. There are some storms that come our way that are absolutely dangerous. You don't want to be caught out in them. In fact, when they come, you want to seek refuge in a safe dwelling like the wise man was able to find. Storms are dangerous. These storms in this passage are said to beat upon or beat vehemently upon that house. The term beat upon means to strike at or to dash against. It appears to denote some type of desire to inflict pain. And I tell you something, storms that come into our marriages, into our families, have a desire to inflict pain upon us. We're living in a generation of people that are hurting, and I don't want to get emotional about it. A lot of the hurt we face is our own doing, but the fact of the matter is we live in a generation that is hurting, that is in pain. The things they've gone through in life have inflicted trouble into their life. And what happens? What happens is when you begin to get hurt, you start blaming your husband. You start blaming your wife. You start turning on each other. You got to understand, it ain't necessarily your husband's fault. It ain't necessarily your wife's fault. It ain't necessarily your snotty-nosed brat kid's fault. Amen. It's the storms that are coming against us that inflict pain and bring trouble into our life. You got to understand, you're not enemies with one another. All right? Storms are dangerous, and these storms come against us to inflict pain. Many people have seen the danger, the power of storms, whether it be a hurricane or a tornado, and being witness to these things, it moves us to treat storms with caution. My mother-in-law has a paranoia of storms, and if they even give out a thunderstorm, what's the lowest thing? A warning? A watch. Not even a warning, just a watch. Man, she gets all panicking, gets away from windows, and gets under the couch and in the basement and all that. Me, I'm like, cool, man, dark clouds are swirling around. Praise the Lord. This is awesome. But what she's afraid of is she's seen storms. She's seen their devastation. She's seen people get hurt. And can I say we ought to take seriously the storms of life that come against our homes as being dangerous. Just as we've seen tornadoes come through, you've seen the footage, or maybe you've been through it somewhere in your life. You've seen the devastation. devastation that is left behind. People who have lost everything because of the danger of a storm. And I say no less should be our response to storms of life and marriage. We all have seen and experienced the dangerous, fierce power of storms come against our marriages and in our homes. Notice that storms can be devastating. Storms can be devastating. Look at verse 27 in Matthew 7. The Bible said, this speaking the foolish man, the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell. Storms can be devastating. When we read in this story, the Lord is gift, that this man, he went through a storm, just like the first man that is mentioned as being a wise man. So this foolish man comes through the storm, and he finds himself in a place where the rain is falling, the floods are rising, and the winds are blowing, and this man winds up in trouble as his house falls in the midst of the storm. Storms can be devastating. It's always sad to see a report of someone who has lost all they had due to a tornado or hurricane. However, that devastation, this is what I'm getting ready to say, that devastation pales in comparison to the destruction left behind after couples have gone through marriage storms. There's too many people whose marriages and homes are falling apart in our generation. I'm not picking on anybody. I'm not trying to bring up anybody's past. I'm teaching to you this morning where you are. All right? Be it far from me to bring out your past and beat you over the head with it. Listen to what I'm getting ready to say. When 7 out of 10 marriages in our society, in our nation today, are ending in divorce, there is a great problem taking place. These things ought not so to be. What's even sadder than that is, for the first time in American history over the last several years, there are more folk that claim to be Christian that are ending in divorce than there are non-professing Christians. Can I say this morning, these things ought not so to be. But Scotty, it ought to be that we learned how to live by the principles the Lord has given, even in this passage of Scripture, and we can make it through the storms. We don't have to fall. When I read this passage, one man made it and another didn't. One man's house made it through the storm and was stormproof, and another man just went out, did it on his own, had no foundation, had no truth to build his life upon, and Jesus said it fell, and great was the fall of it. I'm not picking on anybody this morning, but when homes fall apart and marriages fall apart, it is a devastating thing. And we ought to look at it in those terms. In this generation that we're living in, my generation, my friend, there's too many people that are hurting, too many people walking around absolutely destroyed because they did not do their family justice by bringing their marriage and their family along on the basic principles of the doctrines of Christ and the Bible that make your home stormproof. Now listen to me this morning. I'm glad I can report to you that, my friend, you can make it through the storm. Notice that Christ said of the man whose house fell, he said it was a great fall. And I've already said this, but any time a marriage is destroyed by a storm, it is not to be taken lightly, for they all produce a great fall. I'm glad, and I said this last week, I want to say it again this morning, I'm glad we serve a God that can take a great tragedy and a great fall and still get glory out of it and still raise people up and give them a second chance. I'm not one of these guys that, bless God, once you mess up, that's it. I'm glad the grace of God is able, my friend, to raise folk back up out of devastation and out of destruction and give them another opportunity. But with all that being said, really, when you study this passage, there's much discouragement, depression about what awaits us in our lives, in our marriage. Guess what? Storms are destined. Storms are diverse. Storms are dangerous, and storms can be devastating. But when I read this passage, the word of encouragement is this, that Brother Dean, there was a man who built his house, built it on a rock, the rains fell, the floods rose, the winds blew, everything beat against that house, and Brother Ronnie, his house did not fall. He made it through the storm. And so we're teaching on you can make it through the storm. At least I'm a trying to. Amen. I got a few minutes here. Listen quick. I want to run through this. Let me say this. This is where we left off last week. It's important to understand that the difference in these two builders and one's house making it and another man's falling apart, it wasn't a matter of luck. Somebody stands back and sees these two men, and someone maybe says, well, that man's lucky, his house made it, and that man's unlucky, his house didn't make it. Brother Will, it's not a matter of luck. It's not a matter of luck. It wasn't luck that caused one to make it and one not to make it. And it's not going to be luck, your luck or unluck, amen, that causes you to make it or not make it in your marriage. And we ain't flipping coins and we ain't rolling dice and we're not casting lots this morning whether or not we're going to make it through the storm. You can make it through the storm. You don't have to be with the statistics this morning. You don't have to live in discouragement. You don't have to live in depression. You don't have to live in your family life beat down all the time. You can make it to see the sunshine again. Hear the birds sing again. Enjoy the life in the family and the marriage that God has given you. So number one, understand it's not a matter of luck. It's about learning. It's not about luck. It's not a matter of luck. It's about learning. Notice what Jesus said, Matthew 7 and in verse number 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. It's not a matter of luck. It's about learning. Notice the ones who make it through the storms are characterized, Jesus characterizes them as being wise. This means he is prudent to learn and has gained understanding. This man has learned something. This man has sat around and been taught some things and listened and applied them to his life. He is a wise man who has been prudent to sit up and pay attention and let truth penetrate, my friend, into his life that he can have a solid foundation. Always remember, man, this is important. Always remember that people are not born wise, they become wise. Amen. You're not born wise, you got to become wise. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The fear of the Lord, Solomon said, is the beginning of wisdom. And my friend, a man is not born wise, he must become wise. He must come to the place in his life where he realizes, now don't get mad, I feel like I'm always offending people, but I'm just telling you the truth, you're born dumber than a box of rocks. Ain't that really encouraging? Amen. And if you're going to be wise, you've got to learn. You've got to understand. You don't know anything. You couldn't even get out the rain. You ain't got enough sense to get out the rain. In the cold, you've got to learn how ignorant you are and I am and understand that we must learn something from the Word of God if we're going to make it. There's too many people that depend on others to try to make them wise. We've got all these, and they've got, I mean, I guess hundreds, if not thousands of them, books for dummies. Amen. How to turn your radio on for dummies. How to have a successful marriage for dummies. How to turn your computer on for dummies. How to drive a car for dummies. And all these dummy books. You know really what all them books are teaching you and I? We are dumb and we need help. And we need somebody to instruct us even in the minutest things of life. And I say this morning, you don't need a how-to book written by some philosopher or psychologist. All you need is God's Word today to teach you something. It'll make you wise if you'll sit down and you'll listen and learn something. Amen. I remember when I got married, I thought, man, me and Miss Katie, man, this is like some Disney World fairy tale. We're going to live happily ever after. I'm the prince who has rescued her, and it's be all right. The birds will be singing, the mice will be bringing us food, and everything's going to be all right. Thought I had all the answers. You know what I've learned at 35 years of age and almost 16 years of marriage? I'm dumb as can be. Amen. And I thank God he's given me enough wisdom to sit down and let men preach to me, preach to her, help us raise our children, and give us something that we can learn, truth that we can learn from so we can make it when the storms come. It's not a matter of luck. It's about learning. Somebody says, you're lucky you got a good wife. She ain't as good as y'all think she is. All right? Somebody says to her, man, you're lucky you married Superman. And some days I'm Superman, and some days I ain't Pee Wee Herman. Can I get a witness? We got to understand it's not about luck. I didn't luck up and get a good wife. We've got to understand it's about understanding you're going to go through storms. You're going to go through hardships. Sometimes you're going to mess up royally. But a wise man has some learning. A wise man's not afraid to sit and be instructed and counseled and told how to navigate and build his home. And when you've messed up, how to get it right. It's not a matter of luck. It's about learning. You're not born wise, you become wise. Notice this, you learn, how does this man become wise? How do you and I become wise? Number one, by learning to listen. By learning to listen. Notice what Jesus said, therefore whosoever heareth these sayings of mine. You've got to learn to listen. Jesus begins exemplifying this man by telling about his hearing Christ's word. You've got to learn to listen. You ever met this crowd that could never shut up? They talk and you're thinking, man, you're going on and on and on, but you're saying nothing. That's somebody who has not learned how to listen. Amen. I think maybe it was my pastor in Bible college. It said, God gave you two ears and one mouth. You ought to listen twice as much as you speak. Amen. He give you one mouth, so shut up every now and then. Listen twice as much as you speak. You might learn. Amen. If you learn to listen, you might learn something that'll help you make it through the storms of life. Am I doing all right? I ain't a preaching yet, but I'm about to start. Amen. You got to learn to listen. You've got to learn to listen. You ain't got all the answers. You don't know how to navigate through all the storms. I don't know how to navigate through all the storms. But guess what? Christ has given you and I a word. And if we'll learn to listen to what the Lord has to say, we can make it through the storms. It's not a matter of luck. It's about learning. Learning to listen. Notice what he said. Learning to obey. Notice what he said. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them. There must be a learning. Listen, it's not a matter of luck. It's about learning to listen, but then learning to obey. Both the wise and foolish man in this story heard the words of Christ in the sense that it was communicated unto them. They both had communicated the same truth, the same lesson, the same principles, and the same message that could have been the foundation that caused them to get through the storm. But notice with me the difference in the success and failure of these men is that the wise man learned how to put it into practice. The wise man heard it. The wise man let it sink in his heart. The wise man said, I'm going to take what I've been given, the truth that I've learned, and I'm going to apply it. I'm going to apply it into my life. And can I say, really, that's the difference whether or not you're going to make it. You ever wonder through the history of Calvary Baptist Tabernacle? I don't know, but I'm guessing there's been some marriages that have fallen apart. There's been some families that have gone through the devastation of being destroyed when hardships came and messes were made. What is the difference? Why have some made it and some haven't? They've been given the same truth. Amen. All these years, Doc Wells and other men have stood here, give the same truth. Why is it some make it and some don't? It ain't a matter of luck. It's that some have learned how to listen and how to obey, and others have just simply let it go in one ear and out the other, and you can mark it down. You will not make it through the storm apart from the truth of God's word. Everybody okay? It's not a matter of luck. It's about learning. Listen to what I'm going to tell you. Marriages have the guarantee to make it through the storms when and only when they apply that which they have heard. I said some weeks ago, it bears repeating, I've never had anybody in nearly 13 years total of pastor, and I've never had anybody come to me and say, preacher, can I talk to you, with tears running down their face saying, I wish I wouldn't have listened to what you preach. I wish I wouldn't have applied that to my life. I wish I wouldn't have led my family down what you instructed from the Word of God. I've not had in 13 years one person, one family, one marriage come to me saying, I wish I wouldn't have listened to the Word of God. But in 13 years of pastoring, I've had on several occasions people come weeping, crying, saying, preacher, please help us. I wish I'd have listened. I wish we'd have been faithful to church. I wish we'd applied what you tried to teach us. We heard it. We knew what was right, but we just didn't do it. And preacher, now we need help. And preacher, it's too late. Weeping and crying by the danger and the devastation, the storm that they were going through. Are you listening? The guarantee to make it through is learn to listen and learn to obey. And it's not a matter of luck, but as you understand, it's about learning. Learn all you can. Even if a man's preaching something you don't like, listen and say, Lord, give me something. Give me something that I can bring into my life and obey and apply that make it through the storms. It's not a matter of luck. You ain't going to make it on luck. It's about learning. It's not a matter of luck. Number two, it's about laboring. It's not a matter of luck. It's about learning. And number two, it's about laboring. Look in verse 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. Notice the phrase, he built his house. This means he worked and labored at it. We live in a lazy generation that y'all have heard me joke around. We better pray they find a way to dig ditches and build buildings with remote controls. Amen. Can I get a witness right there? We live in a lazy generation that don't know much about labor and work and sweating and wearing yourself out. Jesus said this man that built his house on the rock and made it through the storms when the rains fell and the floods came up and the winds blew and beat upon his house, that this man had been laboring before the storm and that got him through the storm. You got to labor. You got to labor. You say, well, I'm just going to wing it. I'm going to do the best we can. If we make it, we make it. If we don't, we don't. No, you're going to have to learn how to labor if you're going to make it through the storms of life. Labor, when you think about, let me say this. I've got to end, but a happy, holy, and healthy stormproof marriage is not something you just wake up and have. We got too many people that have watched too many fairy tale cartoons that just think, well, I'm just going to wake up and Prince Charming's going to rescue me and everything's going to be all right. Can I say that ain't reality? Amen. Because you're going to wake up and the one you thought was Prince Charming, you're going to find out it's a dodo bird. Amen. Can I get a witness, ladies? Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Mike's too happy back there. It's not just something you wake up to. They ain't no pumpkin going to turn into a carriage and carry you off into happily ever after. You say, preacher, how do I make it? You labor and you work and you never, never, ever, never give up. You work and you work and you work, and when the storms beat on you and you feel like, man, I can't take any more, you just keep working at it. Our generation's been handicapped. The 499 divorce. Come on in with $500. We'll settle everything up. You can just call it quits, and it's just too much on you. Can I say, you got to learn to labor. You got to learn to put the effort in. You got to learn to say, I'm going to work at it and work at it and work at it. Can I say, everybody's going through storms. And you can change spouses, you still going to have to go through storms. Amen. You might as well work with the one you've got. Can I get a witness? Labor. Don't ever give up labor. The Bible said this man built his house. He had blood, sweat, and tears and sacrifice poured into building that house because he knew the storms were coming. Amen. I'm trying to find a landing place. I feel like I'm about to have to give altar call. Labor. Work. Don't be lazy. Work at it. Work at it. I heard this statistic. I'll end on this. I ain't even going to develop all this point. But I heard a statistic the other day that I thought was encouraging. You know, we all go through storms. They've done some statistics. Here's the number. Just over 85% of people that said that when they was going through a hardship, Brother Dean, that Brother Mark, they was on the verge of throwing in the towel and giving up. Over 85% of them 5 years down the road that made up their mind, I'm going to work at this and labor at this, said, I'm glad I didn't throw in the towel. I'm glad that I didn't give up. I'm glad we didn't go to court. I'm glad we didn't quit working and laboring. Can I say, sometimes it's going to be hard. And the old, amen, me and my wife have joked around. You've heard others joke around. Divorce ain't an option, but murder might be. Amen. Sometimes you feel like, man, I'm going to choke her. And I know sometimes she feels like she's going to choke me. But can I say, you just keep laboring and you keep working and you just strive. You just strive. Lord, help us. We don't know how we're going to do it today, but we're going to give up. We're going to get up and not give in. And we're going to do the best we can to build with what we have. And what you think like today is just hopeless and you're just going to give in. Can I remind you, 5 years down the road, if you just keep laboring today, you might be that crowd that says, I'm glad I didn't give up and my marriage is 10 times better than I ever thought it would be. It's not about luck. It's about learning. It's about laboring. And for those of you that's here this morning, the last point is, and we'll deal with it next week in the class, it's about leaning. The storms came. He had learned all he could learn, labored all he could labor. It had to come down the fact when the storm really pressed on him, he just had to rest on that rock. Can I say, it ain't about me. Me and my wife ain't made it so much because of all the stuff we've learned. We still have a lot to learn. And we still got a lot of labor and a lot of building to do. But can I say, what's got us safe thus far has been just resting in the Lord, leaning on Him. Can I say, He knows how to get you through. Amen, amen. Father, I thank You this morning for the word of the Lord. Thank You for our church. Thank You for these folk that have gathered in today. Lord, You brought some visitors by already this morning. We're thankful for that. I pray that You'd bless them. Lord, be with those, our church family that's out of town today. And Lord, we do pray for Christine and her family and Tim and Nina and Adam and the kids there at the funeral there in Kentucky today. I pray You'd bless them, bless Chris and Shelly and then Jordan, Hannah and the kids today. I pray that You'd meet their need. You know what they need. God, I pray that You'd help them. Others, Lord, that are not feeling well, Lord, I pray that You'd raise them up. And then, Lord, we pray most of all here in the worship hour to come that You'd bless and help us, Lord, to the glory of God. We love You, Lord. Thank You for all You're going to do for us in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, you at liberty here, go to the restroom, shake hands. Got a bunch of visitors that's come in, and make sure you shake hands with them, and we'll get service started here in just a minute.